going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was Daryl Ryder, and coming up at 8:45, Hoyer, 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 Hoyer. Brian Hoyer going to join us on the show. He did not like the trade. We'll see if he changed his mind overnight.
Yeah, sometimes, just being able to go to bed, wake up, and assess. And I do wonder what people like Brian, who's going to make a case, I do wonder the people that are crushing this move, how they feel about the fact that the rest of the NFL, which normally doesn't align with the Browns, the rest of the NFL, they've had many a draft where we've woken up to the Browns getting D's and F's, are almost universally giving the Browns a good grade. And you know, more specifically, who came out of nowhere to give the Browns an A and said they made the move of the draft? Folks, Joe Banner said the Browns stole the day. Remember, well, Joe Banner, he's got an axe to grind.
I changed my mind. This is going to be a disaster for us. You can say what you want to. It does make me question now.
Well, he normally crushes the Browns' moves.
Yeah, because he's a goofball.
So he's saying he could not believe, and it's a common refrain, he could not believe that Jacksonville did this for a wide receiver. And now it's funny. By the way, now that Hunter's been taken, now I'm seeing a lot of people that analyze the NFL say, well, he's still very raw. That wasn't what I was hearing a week ago. A week ago, I was hearing all of a sudden he became the best wide receiver prospect in the history of football.
He was generational over the last 3 weeks, and now it's like, I can't believe the Browns were going to take a wide receiver at number two. It's like, wait, hold on now. It's weird to agree with Joe Banner, I guess. I got to stand by my convictions here. By the way, can I just tell you, I think by maybe no moves of their own, Browns got closer to be the second best team in the division. Malachi Starks is really, really good. I put Baltimore as the best overall roster in the division. Okay? Where do you put the Steelers in comparison with us?
Well, I find it very interesting because I think it became this groupthink yesterday that the Steelers were going to take Shador. Remember, we were wondering, I was pressing you up like, if you're the Browns, you got to get ahead when we thought Shador was in play.
And I said no, because it was crazy. Pony calls me, and Pony is in the same mode I think a lot of people are who disagree with the Browns trade down. I think there's a lot of instant gratification wanting to be entertained. I mean, I got Bob sitting here telling me how unwatchable the team was last year. And I go, well, it is an entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
Pony calls me last week. Who are they going to take? I go, well, I think Derek Harmon makes a lot of sense. He goes, yeah, Chris said the same thing. He goes, what do you think? I go, yeah, I think he makes, like, goes, great. Like, he was so over it already.
If you are in the prime of your life and you're like, I can't wait for Browns football this year, this isn't the most fun pick. It's probably one of the least fun picks. So maybe an offensive lineman is the only thing that is less sexy than what the Browns did yesterday in getting a clogger up the middle.
Do you put the Steelers and the Browns on the same plane right now?
Oh, do you mean in like wins? Like, Steelers are going to win more games than us.
Are you sure?
What did they win last year?
I mean, right now they have Mason Rudolph and no second round pick. They got DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
George Pickens unfollowed him on all social media. Now, probably since he got out of last night, I think George Pickens will probably be okay to stay there. I don't think he'll be okay to stay there, but I don't know if they're going to move on from him.
I mean, it would be really interesting if of all the years the Steelers are really bad, this is the year, and like they get a pick that's ahead of ours. You wouldn't want the Steelers to get the quarterback and us not to get the quarterback.
I mean, right now they have either Mason Rudolph or Skylar Thompson. Remember, he started, I think he started, was it week 18 or was it a playoff game against the Bills for the Dolphins? And then you got Aaron Rodgers,
right, yeah.
Nobody knows what that guy's going to want to do. I also think, boy, the Shamar Stewart pick by the Bengals made me scratch my head a little bit.
So he's a freak. I mean, he looks like Myles Garrett.
But he
does not play like Myles Garrett.
Like Siciliano and I were talking like on segment there, and I'm like, man, he runs to the wrong spot faster than anybody I've ever seen. He's a big win the drill guy. Now, they've had a change of defensive coordinator there, which means there's a change of a bit of the defensive staff as well. That's going to be a project there. And I think you're in a, hey, we got to get going right now mode. Certainly on offense, that's where they're at. But on the other side of this, it's like, oh, boy, that is a big, big, big thing. Because if he hits, he's going to hit. He is a freak.
It's a monster.
He is a freak. But, boy, he has no sense for where the ball is.
No feel.
Zero at all.
No instincts.
So I think the Browns are still not very good. But I still think I don't know what the Bengals did to separate themselves, and I think the Ravens are the class of the division. I think that they're the best roster.
And what do you think of
the division by far?
Safety at 20. Nobody drafts better at the end of the first round than they do.
Because you know what they do, and people go, "How does this happen?" This is what I beg to do, and I say this all the time because you know I'm a football guy. But no, this is what everybody needs to do. You can't let the combine and all the other stuff get to you too much. Don't let the bastards get you down. The Ravens, you ask anybody who knows the Ravens, they do all their evaluation, they do it all, and then it's basically, we're putting it all in the manila folder, and I don't care what the combine says. They'll interview some people, and that's it, but they don't really care as much about the combine as other people do. They know what they see on tape. They have good evaluators there. They've been doing it for a long time. They had a succession plan of what they did from Ozzie Newsome. So you have a football team that when they say, well, I can't believe all these other teams do these dumb things, like the Falcons going back into the first round, giving up a first round pick and taking James Pierce Jr., who really was not on a lot of people's boards at that moment. I got to tell you, that throws some people off because they're going to make some wild swings at it because they're all in. They let teams like that do that, and they go out and they continue to get better. That's what separates them from just about everybody else. And I think he'll end up being a good safety. He's going to be back there with Kyle Hamilton. And yeah, I wonder how much today changes had that secondary held on to a couple of those picks last year against the Browns. How much would this all change? Are we talking about Cam Ward this morning and everybody's talking about the future here? Because you and I, we didn't even get a chance to discuss whether or not we think Cam Ward's going to be good. Do you think Cam Ward's going to be good?
And
do you think he's going to be franchise-changing?
You know, it's funny because earlier this year it was like, 1A, 1B, Shador and Cam Ward. Then a gap started developing, and now it's a whole round. You got a guy that went number one overall who I also have people telling me he would have gone in the Bo Nix territory had this been a season ago. Guys, this always was a down draft. The reason we were elevating guys like Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter was because this was not the blue chip draft that we'd seen in previous years. It just wasn't. And I think the Browns kind of understood that and also understood, don't be delusional. Don't double down on an old, bad, expensive roster. Let's not think we're in position to win right this instant.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Game
strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.